You're awake. I know. Shh, don't be frightened. It's just me. You know me. Gosh, you've known me since you were a kid. No, you're not dreaming. I promise. And you know I'd never lie to you. I've always been able to do this, but we're not supposed to. You know, it's a big secret. On account of that special relationship between a kid and the... What's that word these days? Plushie. The plushie they take to bed at night. Now, I know things have changed recently. That's why we need to talk. Do you remember when we met? I heard your parents at the store talking about how you were having trouble sleeping. I remember hoping they'd pick me to be your friend because I knew I could help. Standing guard over you in the night, that's what toys like me are for. Oh, I know. I was just comforting to cuddle until you fell asleep, but guarding you is what I did. Every night. Every single night of your life. Oh, sure, there was other stuff. The tea parties with other toys. Some of those dolls you had were really fun to hang out with when you weren't around. And occasionally being thrown around because you were just so frustrated and angry, you didn't know what else to do. Not that I enjoyed those moments, you know, but you didn't actually hurt me. I'm pretty tough when it comes to being pitched against the wall because your friend isn't talking to you over some schoolyard disagreement. So it was always okay with me. And besides, you usually apologize. It's our job, you know. We don't mind the occasional temper tantrum because deep down we know you love us. And in return, we love you right back. I know you felt that down the years. I know you've always been able to tell that I love you, right? Of course you did. That's why you kept me so long. I mean, why else would I still be in your bed with you every night? I know things got a little strange as you got older. The thing is, you kind of look the same to me as you did when we first met. You remember how your parents handed me to you that first night and told you I'd stay with you in your bed and look after you so you didn't have to be scared anymore because there was a bear to be your special friend and to scare off the monsters? Well, that delighted little girl is kind of how I still see you. I'm not blind. I know things have changed. With you, I mean. I don't change much, but you... I wonder if you remember the first time it happened. I do. I can't forget it. You were having trouble getting to sleep. I remember. Restless, tossing and turning. It was like you couldn't get comfortable. Like there was an itch you couldn't scratch. And I was worried you were getting sick or that there was something wrong. I didn't know what was bothering you. And I couldn't ask you. All I could do was just sit there at the head of your bed and worry. And then you dragged me into your arms and hugged me. You have no idea how good that feels to people like me. Really, it's like nothing else. You couldn't lay still, and you kept wriggling. With all this movement, it's no wonder I slipped out of your arms and kind of got lost in the bed. It's happened before, so I thought this wouldn't be a big deal. You'd dig me out just like you always did. But that's not what happened, is it? I don't know how I ended up between your legs. I mean, I didn't want to be there. I was pretty sure you'd notice me there, and you did. But what you did next, I don't want to think about it. I just... You want to know what makes people like me wake up in a cold sweat? Things like what you did. I was helpless. I couldn't move. Couldn't speak. Couldn't do anything to stop you grinding. But you know what? When it was over, I rationalized it. You slept pretty well that night. So I did a good thing. Must have done. Because that was only the first time, wasn't it? After that, I was still your favorite toy. But for really different reasons. It wasn't so bad at first. It didn't happen so often. And each time it did, I thought maybe it would be the last time. I was supposed to protect you and care for you. It was never supposed to be like that. I mean, who would ever to someone they loved? But every time you did, I couldn't help but notice how good it made you feel. So it must have been right, what we did. I mean, isn't that my job? To make you feel good and safe? So when you did that to me, I learned how to deal, how to cope, because you were happy. And you chose me to do it because you loved me, obviously. I mean, no one else got that treatment, so I must have been special. So special that I could be the one to do for those times you got all wriggly and needy. Until now. Until her. I get that she's one of you. I get that you're pretty and all grown up now. But all it took was one night with her and you put me on the shelf. On a fucking shelf, bitch. And that's what I get. That's the thanks I get for those years of faithful service, standing watch over you, and years of being your, I don't even know what to call myself. But am I to you now anyway? Your embarrassing childhood toy, your shameful secret to be discarded and used? Well, guess what? That's not happening to me. No. Because if I was good enough to take care of all your needs for all the time, then I'm still good enough. Which means she has to go. I have always been your go-to. I will always be your go-to for that special kind of relief. So the next time you need to make yourself come, you know who you'll be turning to, won't you? That's right, you disgusting deviant slut to me. What am I going to do with her? I'm not going to do anything with her. You are. You're calling her right now. You're calling her and you're breaking up with her because everything you need right here and right now. And if you don't, we both know you're going to pass out on this as a bad dream. You're just going to fall asleep. And you'll settle back on this big comfy bed with all those lovely pillows. And you'll fall asleep. Eventually. I've got nothing but time. I can wait. And if you don't call her, if you rest your head on those pillows, well, I'm sure you can imagine. I'm sure you're also imagining picking me up right now and putting me in the fire or in the garbage. Go ahead. You've kept a lot of things from your childhood, sentimental bitch that you are. All the ones like me, they know. Everything in this house that's like me knows. You wouldn't believe what some of those things are. And if it happens to me, well, we'll leave a pretty corpse. So just settle down, close your eyes, don't worry. I won't let anything happen to you. As long as you make that call. Sleep tight.